I was waiting to see. I was waiting to see what it was going to feel like right there.
I got cut off by Taylor with the Sacramento Kings.
I like that Taylor's flexing his muscles slipped a little bit and just firing off the rejoin. He's like, we're done talking about Vivek.
The owner of the Kings.
Go to Super Crosstalk. Mace, did you enjoy that as much as I did last night?
Oh, it was awful. It was an awful experience from beginning to end. I will be honest, though. Before the game, I said to Juan, and Juan said to me, you know what? We're hoping for the best and expecting the worst.
Mm. You got the latter.
We got the latter. I mean, styles make fights. This is just a bad matchup for us. By the way, Momo, hi.
Hey, what's going
on?
Hi,
Momo.
Hey.
What's on that plate over there? I saw you come in with a plate.
Oh, she did it right.
The tacos.
She did it right.
There's no tacos.
Okay.
We were promised tacos, and there was no tacos left. Because like,
they went fast.
Sliwa had more than his fair share.
They went like hotcakes.
But are you disappointed with the spread here? Because that looks like a great spread.
It's a pretty good spread. Like, honestly, I got like mad because I was promised tacos and then there was no tacos. Mm-hmm. And I saw your tweet and then Greg said there's no, actually they're all gone.
Yes.
So then there was like the excitement, then there's the disappointment. So when I came in and found that there was still really good rice and beans and chips and guac, I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah. Let's scratch
the itch. Roll with that.
That's not bad.
Does it make it better or worse if I told you that not only were there tacos here, but there were filet mignon tacos?
No.
They were.
Really?
Did you feel at all guilty having more than two?
Okay.
How many did you have?
I was going to just ask the question.
Yeah.
How many tacos do you think were there?
20?
Yeah, I had too many then.
They were gone. How many did you have?
Two.
Only
I think
one.
That's okay. I think two's okay.
Only one.
Only one.
There's supposed to be enough for the office. There's supposed to be enough for everybody.
You're left
with beans and rice and some chips.
By the way, I did that for plate too.
Rice are all right. You know,
like. But I mean, not a filet mignon taco.
It was pretty.
Today has
good.
Been a day of compromises for me. Okay. This morning, I went to go have a bagel and cream cheese. I get the bagel out. We're out of cream cheese.
No.
I was like, what am I gonna do? Butter? Do bagel and butter?
Yeah.
Or am I gonna shift gears and I'm gonna make a sandwich?
Peanut butter and jelly.
I was like, okay, I can do a sandwich.
Yeah.
So I get the bread out. I put some mayonnaise on it, some mustard.
Mm-hmm.
I go to look for the turkey. There's no
son
turkey.
Of a.
Oh,
I was
no.
like, what am I gonna have? A mayonnaise and mustard sandwich? Like, and I can't have any. I can't have any cheese.
Should I toast the bagel or not with the bagel?
I dig deep into the fridge and I'm like, okay, what can I do to salvage this? There's like three slices of salami in there.
Okay.
And there's like a little. There's like a little piece of lettuce and tomato. I'm like. I mean, it's not really enough salami, the bread to meat ratio, but if I put some lettuce in there and tomato in there.
Is there no peanut butter in your house?
I would have done peanut butter
and
jelly.
But I already had the mayonnaise and mustard on the bread.
Oh, yeah, too late.
Okay. You see, too late.
What type of bagel were you going to make?
I was going to make a cinnamon raisin bagel.
Yeah, that can't have peanut butter.
Yeah, that's
on
too
that.
Bad.
No.
Not,
I mean, you could.
You could, but butter would
no,
be the
conceivably,
better.
Conceivably.
Yeah. Butter would be
the only thing if of lowered expectations and being happy for what you have.
Can I tell you something?
Raise our awesome. Expectations.
That is awesome.
I feel like I've hit a point in my life that I'm happy about with you specifically, Ramona.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why, but in the last, say, maybe week or two, you've just sent me some text, just kind of, you're listening to the show.
Same
you hear
page.
Something,
oh,
and
that's
you send,
nice.
And I like that a great deal. It makes me feel good that you're listening.
I'm
it makes
listening.
Me feel good that you reach out. But more specifically, they're always food related.
Always
which
food related.
I just absolutely love that you had very specific Del Taco opinions today.
Your demo.
There you go.
Like I am you.
She's a P1.
She's a P1
on the food talk.
Nursing mom.
Yeah, I'm huge with nursing moms. I don't know if you guys know that about
me. No, are you big?
But if you are a lactating mother, you're gonna want to come. Yeah.
That's
Travis
the right.
You should, you should see his Instagram. Just all nursing mothers.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, they're
that's fantastic.
Sitting there nursing their baby with the ear pod in, listening to the Travis Lee Show.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, I'm driving around. You're talking about Del Taco. And
well, it's the freshly grated cheese that makes Del Taco just
and
super elevated.
And the elevated. Thing is, I can't have the cheese right now.
Yeah.
But Del Taco does have enough taste. And the ingredient, I think what it is, I think the ingredients are like a little higher quality.
The shell is good, too.
The shell's good. The meat's good. Like
keep hearing the fries are good.
Yeah. Everybody says the fries are good.
Crinkle
I'm not a Del Taco guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
They're good.
I want to ask Momo something. Mm-hmm. So she texts you all the time, right?
Yeah.
She's, I like your food or whatever it is. We get sports texts from Momo a lot of the
time.
But
you're talking sports. You don't talk as much food as they
correct,
do.
Correct. Correct. Now, today.
It's the content that matters.
Momo sent us a link of the New York Post with Tom Brady and Giselle.
Uh-huh.
They're breaking up.
Giselle Bundchen breaking up or whatever, getting lawyers. And Momo texted, I knew it.
Yep.
Now, how did you know it?
I have sources.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no, I really...
Inside honestly, the Brady camp?
I Damn. Happen to be hosting the Sedano and Cap show for a lot, because both those guys went on vacation at the same time, right? Yeah. Right when I first came back. And they kept... Lindsay and Laura kept wanting to talk about Tom and why he was gone. Was he on The Masked Singer? And I said, guys, I don't want to make too much fun of this because I actually think it's something serious. I had somebody tell me that they thought... There that
yeah, I know yeah. who told her.
and that there was something else going on with Tom and Giselle, and that it might be like a marital thing.
Oh.
And I was like, we're gonna feel really bad if we make fun of him for missing training camp and The Masked Singer. If well, it turns out to be a family thing.
Yeah, all the yeah. pieces were there. Look, yeah. when your wife, your very famous wife, by the way, very publicly says, I don't want to play football anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's put it out in the universe that she has an
opinion on
your
career. And we all think that's
like
the fake excuse that everyone
uses,
right?
No, it wasn't. It was real.
It was real.
It's dangerous. He's an older guy. He's been gone from home
for 20
years.
Want you with a family.
All of these things. And then he retires and then instantly comes back. You're like, okay, that couldn't have gone over great. That is a lead balloon in a relationship, right? Then he bounces from training camp and you're thinking, okay, all of these things are lining up to where we are right now, which is... Splitsville.
So I don't want to speculate about people's personal lives. But what about if this happened? I'm going to speculate.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to say, if you won't, I will.
Hey, so literally, this is the definition of sports talk radio.
Okay, so let's say he retires.
Now?
No. But retires back then.
Originally.
Okay.
Yep.
And spends some time with Giselle and says, you know what? I got to get back to football.
Yeah.
I got to get back to football. In other words, he knew the relationship was going south, so he needed football as his salvation to get him through this.
The impetus to get the relationship over?
Yeah. No, the impetus to give him something to do while he's going through all this.
So generally speaking, you can only do one thing really well at a time. Okay?
I agree.
You can do your job really well, but then all of a sudden you become a parent or you get married or whatever it is. And you can kind of do your job well and kind of be a good spouse or kind of be a good parent and kind of do your job well. But you probably
but
are going
to
lose your friends.
In both, yeah.
You're probably, like, there's not room for friends at that point. There's not room for, like, hobbies or extracurriculars. But the way Tom Brady does football, I don't think there was ever all that much room for family. Like, he was probably never quite there.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to be there, but he doesn't know how to do football any other way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm learning this as a parent.
All consuming.
I still think there's a chance that he retires again. That if this season
like right
goes,
in the middle of this?
Yes.
Yeah, he said that before the season started.
I said it before the season started, that if this goes a certain way, and it kind of is.
And they're not that good.
They're average.
Yeah.
Right? They don't stink, but they're average. He looked really old on Sunday night. I get it's one game.
Yeah.
But this is not Tom Brady that we've come to know.
Yeah,
and if they're, say they're 3-5, 3-6, and just like, you know,
he doesn't think they have a chance.
I don't need to be here anymore. My marriage is blown up.
When I stopped playing, how were you when you stopped playing baseball?
I was okay with it because I was kind of done with it my last year still playing.
Uh-huh.
I was kind of over it. But about a year after that,
yeah.
I missed it terribly.
Right. So when I stopped playing softball, I was kind of over it. I think I knew I was like, I had gone as far as I could go.
Yep.
I started having body stuff, like my knee started hurting and my shoulder, you know, blah, blah,
yep.
blah. And it was also like, you're going to graduate from college. And so there's a natural like break of going out
next
into
chapter.
The world. But I had no idea what I wanted to do next. Mm-hmm. I was very existentially confused because all I had ever been is a student and an athlete. And those two things were all I had ever been. I said to my mom, I didn't date much in college. I went on a few dates here and there, but I didn't have like boyfriends. And I said to my mom, I'm like, I don't have time for a boyfriend. That's like another 5-unit class.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. It's just like a whole, it's so
is
much work.
Is boyfriend a 5-unit class?
Maybe 10.
I think technically.
probably
10, you know?
A multi-unit class.
Scientifically, it's 6 units.
Six units.
How it is.
My wife would two courses. At least 5 units.
At least. It depends on the guy, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But like,
some guys are
it took
needy.
Me like a good year or two to find what was next and to like move out into the world and figure out, well, this isn't quite as fun as being a student athlete in college.
Nope. Right.
It's not really, and it's you don't have success right away. Like, you kind of have a bad job and don't make anything and live with your parents.
You think that's
depressing.
What he's going through?
That
thing? I don't know what's waiting for me on you.
Well,
but he's
he has a bazillion dollars with Fox.
Deal.
But that doesn't get you going the way football does.
That's why I always get to kind of bring it full circle. It's
kind
of why the whole McVay Amazon thing made me go, no.
No.
Because that's going to be there for him.
Yeah.
That
whenever,
will always
whenever
be
Whenever he wants to go get paid by a television network, That's available.
Well, they could do that, and they could do that in their sleep.
Anybody who's great at what they do.
Even Demoff said to us, eventually we'll lose him to TV.
Yeah. And I believe it will happen eventually.
He will only do TV for a year or two, and then he'll come back.
I couldn't 100% agree more. Because that dude likes being up at 4 o'clock in the morning with a laser pointer on the film saying that right there. Yeah. On 3 hours sleep, that's the part that he loves.
And
that's
You can do that
and he's so young.
You can do the intense craziness. Like, I did that in my job for 10 years. Like, I was like, you saw me. I was running ragged all the time, all over the country, stand up all night writing. And, like, you can do that for, like, a 10-year stretch, and you go hard and whatever, and then you pivot into something else, and you can still do the job, but you can't do it that way.
Yeah.
At that volume or that intensity
Can't be
level.
All consuming like that.
Yeah, you can't do it. It's not healthy. And I think Tom...
Sounds like you peaked.
Huh?
Did you peak?
A plateau.
Did you? That's what I said the other day. Yeah. I plateaued.
Plateau.
By the way, this is a really good plateau.
I was
going to
say, that plateau is like one of those desert ones that's way up there.
Yeah, it's
a
good
plateau. Pretty damn good. If you plateau and then you take a little break for, not break, but like you plateau, stay there and enjoy the views for a little while and do what you got to do. And then like 5 years later, you can
get a third act.
You go climb again. Like you just can't climb and be at the level Tom has been at for 20 years.
Right.
You just can't do that for that long.
But
the candle burns out.
What's interesting is, you know, what he decides to do after. Eventually, his football's career is going to be done. And maybe it's not in a booth. You look at LeBron.
He's never going to have the same high that he does.
But LeBron, I'm going to use Bron as an example. Bron does so many different things.
It'll never be as satisfying.
Probably not. Eventually, I'm assuming, Ramona, he has said he wants to own a team, right? Like, there's going to be other things that I think will take somebody like that and say, all right, let me take to the next level.
Look,
Kobe, when he was doing post-career, was amazing.
Jordan's
what he was
owner
doing.
Of a team. You get a sense that he gets nearly the amount of pleasure out of that he did playing?
So I interviewed Neil Armstrong years ago. I said,
oh, God,
so,
talk about peaking.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah, I interviewed Neil Armstrong.
What did you do after you land on the moon?
What was your life like? How did that affect your life?
Be more impressed right now.
My life is so disappointing.
I understand
How
that.
How do you top being on the moon?
Yeah.
It's like you've hit the highest of high. What is the next step from there?
Jupiter?
It's straight down.
I mean,
exactly.
I mean, it's like, okay, we did the moon. We're going to Mars.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like literally nothing better than being the first man to walk on the moon.
Yep.
It's not a bad way to do it.
And it depends on how you're wired. Like Kobe saw what happened with Michael and said, I'm not going to be that. And he spent the last 4 years of his career trying to plan for retirement so that he didn't have that horrible transition. And I think he did it about as successfully as anybody could and still
struggles.
Okay. Like, I remember talking to him a couple of days after the 60-point game, and I was doing this big story, and I was like, I can't believe you did this. You're going to make me rewrite my whole story. Like, after he had the 60-point game, I'm going to tear it all up. And I go, okay, talk me through what you did after that game. Because this is now the story is. You have to lead with
this
game.
He's dropped the mic. Mamba out.
Mamba out. What's next?
Walks out of the arena for the final time.
So he goes, I go, so talk me through it. He goes, okay, well, I flew home on the helicopter, and I got back to his house around 3:30 in the morning. Me and Vanessa and the kids had some pizza and watched some movies before we went to bed. It was like really late, but they were so, you know, up there adrenaline-wise. They needed, and then we kind of fell asleep. And he goes, I got up the next morning about 6:37. I went to church. I walked out. Then I went to the office.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I don't know if he went to, he worked out.
The
and then
day
went to
after
church.
The 60-point
Yeah, so
game.
He probably slept like 3 hours. Went to church. That was like a big thing for him. He went to church that next morning. And then he went to the office and started his next life. Like, and he goes, but I always go to the office in the morning. And I'm like, yeah, you've been doing that, huh? Like, he could not face literally one day of not being at that level.
Those guys, especially at that level, Ramona, Kobe, Brady, these sorts of guys, Tiger, you know, those guys that are just the thinnest slice. The routine is everything.
Well, and you've got to pick a different.
All of it.
You got to pick a different mountain to climb, right?
And he did.
He picked his mountain.
Yeah,
like you said, 4 years before he knew what that mountain was going to be.
When he tore his Achilles, he said, "Okay, this is the basketball career is over."
Yep.
And like he played a few more years afterwards, but he was never quite the same as we all know. And I think like he picked that mountain, he started climbing, etc. And Tom, he picked another mountain. He does the TB12 and he does the Fox broadcasting thing for $100 million. It's not the same.
Nope.
He's just not going to have the same adrenaline, et cetera. And I think he tried to throw himself into his family, and it doesn't. It's like, getting out of a long relationship. How long does it take to get over somebody? They say like half the length of the relationship.
I believe it.
Right?
Isn't
that that one more time.
So
you've been with somebody
together
10
for a
years.
Year.
It takes five years to get through.
Takes 5 years to get out.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Sounds like a long time.
That's a long time. I've gotten over stuff faster than that.
Yeah, okay. But that's generally
I've always been the dumper.
Yeah, when you're on, beat it, dude.
I've never been the dumpy.
Yeah, I'm done with this one.
It's easy to go.
I'm done with this one.
Yeah, but when you get out of one relationship, it takes a certain amount of time.
Hold on. How long were you a Charger fan?
Long time.
Yeah. Right? Are you over it yet?
No.
There you go. Sticking there.
There you
Not
go.
At
you're
all.
Still, you're there. Still carrying that one around. I think you got several more years to go before.
Maybe
you
your
can watch
maybe
her
your math
away.
Is right. Maybe her math is right.
I think it is.
Yeah,
for you,
accurate,
it definitely
then.
Is.
So if you've been a football player in the NFL for 20 years, it's going to take 10 years to get over that.
Yeah.
So what do you do if you're Phelps? What do you do? You know, like just some of these
Who,
Serena
Michael
now.
Phelps?
Yeah, Serena now.
Yeah,
like
they do the same thing every day forever.
Cool. Like you just have to accept that, like. You're never going to have that same high. Well, and you put on Bruce Springsteen and sing Glory Days.
Whether it's a movie, a TV show, a business, whatever it is, the juice of trying to create an Oscar award-winning short like Kobe, it's competitive for sure. It's not trying to win an NBA championship. No. There is no comparison. There is
no comparison.
Equal thing. It's always less than. And that's why they chase it, but it never kind of lands like that.
And the challenge is to throw your is to find gratitude and appreciation in other parts of your life of like
being
a father.
Oprah, thank
and
you.
I know, trust me, listen, this is me every night, Ramona. Okay, you got now you have children and you have to be the best mom you can be. And you have
gratitude
to
gratitude.
Yeah. I mean, this is
very quickly,
self-talk
Mace,
here.
before I duck out. A good team that's playing poorly or not a good team?
I don't know if they're going to be good or not. Right now, I don't think they've played one really good complete game.
I agree.
Okay.
I have not seen what it looks like yet.
I came in here hot. Okay.
Yeah.
I have a hot take.
Oh wow.
I have something that
it's always best when you call out your hot takes.
It might be the cold medicine. It might.
Yeah.
Might be the lack of cream cheese.
And the lack of cheese.
She had a mayonnaise
and
mustard
sad,
sandwich.
The mayonnaise, mustard, and two sad slices of salami sandwich that I had this morning. But I have a hot take for you.
Okay, we'll save
that
it
I think
because we're coming back in a minute.
Can turn around the season.
Oh, she's going to turn around
wow.
the season.
Wow. Are you
trying? You better be
season.
Listening.
I'm going to go see.
You shouldn't go anywhere. You should stay right there.
I may just sit in your chair, Ramona, and listen to
this. Something we can all get behind.
Mason and Ireland coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Look at that. 1:15 in the Southland. Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland. You got to dance to San Francisco, baby.
Oh, I will not dance to San Francisco.
Come on.
You told me there's going to be dancing. I'm not dancing to San Francisco.
Come on.
I'm definitely not dancing
to San Francisco. You get me a different song, I'll do the pony. But I'm not doing the pony for San Francisco. I hate San Francisco.
So you're saying we'll do the pony later?
Yeah, I'll do the pony later. Yeah, I don't care about that.
Yeah,
what? Oh, Jorge.
Yeah, Jorge dancing.
Tough night last night.
It was.
Let's play a highlight for Mace.
From the 44 of San Francisco.
That's a pick.
First down,
okay,
snap.
I get it.
Henderson in his backfield. Sets up the screen right side. It's jumped. It's picked. It's going the other way for six.
Congratulations.
Beat Stafford to the end zone.
Producer Jorge's Niners took down your Rams, and they took him down hard.
You know, I will say this. Jimmy G is 0-1 against the Rams in the playoffs.
There you go.
Let's get the show officially started, Jorge. Mason and Ireland, your Tuesday right now. And Momo's here.
Yeah, I want you to be here for this particular thing.
I got a billboard I got to get in first.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Live Imaging Tuesday made possible by our friends at Cover 5.
Yeah.
Cover 5 is giving away $50,000 this week All you got to do, if you have the perfect score, download the app or go to cover5.com.
Okay, so,
yeah!
That's enough of that. By the way, it's like an off-brand Village People song.
No, it's
is
an
this
actual,
a real song?
Yeah, it's the Village People.
Something.
I feel like that's a sample of a much more popular song.
It could be, but it was the Village People, 1978.
Okay, so you know, Momo, around here, we've got chains. And I've got a special surprise.
Do
Jorge,
you,
you're wearing
did,
your
did
chain.
Did I...
CG, are you wearing?
Oh my gosh!
I'm wearing my
Momo
CG
is.
Chain.
Oh my gosh!
I've got my Mace chain, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my gosh!
I am very, very excited.
The presentation is on.
To deliver.
Look
the
at that!
Momo
oh
chain!
My gosh!
The Momo chain!
Oh my gosh!
You are officially one of us.
This is the greatest chain
you
I have ever.
You got to put it on.
I'm putting it on right now.
Yeah.
Putting it on right now.
We're doing the show in the chain today. Now.
I don't have a chain. Is
well,
that
you're
why
you're not really part of the show?
I'm part of all the shows.
Well, you're part of, but you're not like, you, if it was the afternoon show, they'd give you a chain.
I don't
if
know.
They were
did,
doing
chains. Sedano told me to shut up last week.
Oh,
so.
Did he? Oh, last week. Yes, Sedano's been so salty lately.
But we had a
you're kind of up for grabs.
No, we had a nice 45-minute conversation yesterday.
Oh,
we're good.
Did you?
You're
but no, I
now?
Should have
is
a
it...
chain.
Am I the only person that doesn't get one-on-one time with you? It sounds
you don't
like
call.
You were with. I don't call. You call me. No, I'm not calling you begging to go out to dinner or drinks.
But they do.
You call me and beg. To
no,
go out
I don't think I'm going
dinner.
To, no.
Yeah, do it.
No.
Do it. Why? Now, so you've been with Travis, you played golf.
Yes.
Didn't get an invitation.
Okay.
Sliwa, you went to the Yard House or
no,
somewhere?
No, the LA Athletic Club.
Did you really?
Well, he owed me for not wishing me happy birthday.
So you had dirty martinis over there.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
You know
and
how that goes.
Ireland, you've had dinner with?
Like in June.
When was the last time we had dinner or
last
some
summer
social
with our
occasion?
Boss, the great Amanda Brown, and next day you texted me. It was kind of like the you've lost a friend text. It was, I didn't think that conversation was proper for a steak.
Well, I didn't think it was proper. The idea is to socialize.
It's we did
to,
socialize.
It's not to go to dinner, get a really nice steak. It was a delicious steak. But then get a total critique of everything in your life at the same. I'm like, I'll sit that one out. But I'll tell you what, nobody's invited me to play golf, and you know I'm good at hacking away.
Corporate Greg was there. He didn't fight for the
yeah,
invite.
Yeah, Corporate Greg, you played?
I was there. Yeah, I did play.
Can Greg play at all?
Yeah.
Really good?
If he played consistently, he'd be good. Really
yeah,
good.
If I was actually played consistently, which doesn't happen.
Yeah. I get invited. I just don't play golf, but I get invited.
He comes, he drinks.
Yeah, he drinks.
Come on. Yeah.
You want to come play golf with us?
Yeah, come on.
So here's always the issue with
yeah.
you. Momo, by the way, is efforting putting on the necklace.
It's kind of difficult. I got a thick neck.
Well. Yeah.
You got a thick neck. It doesn't go over my head. And I got a big head. It doesn't go over my head. So I got to like open it up and do
yeah,
the class.
You'll get there.
I get
you'll
there.
Get there.
Josh from the Funny Games Department can help.
He'll
you.
Help.
Oh, yeah.
He'll help.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
Golf.
Golf.
I think I
oh,
here's
are you going to show up
with you.
Saturday at 7 a.m.?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
No chance
no
ever.
Why don't you play golf at a reasonable hour? Like,
that is
no,
a reasonable hour.
Really.
No.
11.
Listen,
I don't do 7 a.m. golf.
I don't do anything at 7 a.m.
I mean,
7 a.m. is a rumor
but...
to me. I don't want
But you know
even...
what you could do at 1:20 p.m.?
What?
Give us your thoughts on the Rams game.
Oh, excellent. Okay, thank you very much. Stop.
Hey. Are you guys ready for my hot take? Are
oh,
you ready?
Momo's got a hot take, yeah. Do we have a hot take theme song? No, we don't. Hang on, let me... I'll just... That is not it.
This is my new favorite bit, by the way.
Hot take! Momo!
Steve Mason.
Yes.
You have had many wonderful campaigns in your life.
Yes, I have.
You run campaign ads.
Yep.
You deem things Year of the Mace.
Year of the Mace.
Year of the...
Clay.
Clay.
Mm-hmm.
Year of the... Who else? Dave Roberts.
Year of the Dave. Year
yeah.
Of the, year
Dave
of the
Roberts.
Been saying Year yeah. of the Mace recently.
Year
yeah,
of the Mace.
I've been saying Year of the Mace.
You now have a new purpose.
What is it?
For your campaign.
Wide receiver? Offensive line?
You need... To go to Andrew Whitworth.
Oh, and plead?
And get him to unretire.
Yeah.
That is the only solution I can see on the board.
Yeah.
The Rams are not the Rams without Whit.
Well, they...
They have no offensive line.
They literally had a guy at center last night after the injury who had
yeah.
never snapped the ball to Matthew Stafford before.
That is not acceptable in the NFL.
Well, they are down like four offensive
yeah.
linemen. Now, you're saying go get Whit. Whit's making big money on NBC, isn't he?
Yeah, but the Rams can top it. He's doing Amazon, he's doing NBC, all that. he retired, but he still had something left. He was still good.
Oh, yeah, no, he was still good.
And he has something left to give. Like, you can be very persuasive.
Eric Weddle?
Yes. There's precedent for this. Weddle came out and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. You know, Morales.
Can you do this? Can you find Andrew Whitworth, track him down, and stand outside his house like John Cusack and say, and with the boom box?
Can you, Bergman?
You want me to stand outside? I don't know what you're doing. You're putting your hand out just like pointing
anything,
at people.
Hold yes. the Peter Gabriel boombox up.
Yes.
Play in your eyes.
You have power in this town. Yeah. You have listeners that will join you.
Yes, outside Witt's house. Yeah, this is exactly what he wants. He wants a big crowd of people out front of his house.
With signs?
With signs, yeah.
If I get his address, will you go?
No, I will not go. If you get his
can you see
number,
another solution
call him.
On
you will
the call board him? Right now that would have as much effect as getting Andrew Whitworth back on the offensive line?
Off the top of my head, no. Andrew Whitworth on the offensive Ooh. Line. Last night, if you think about this.
I have Andrew Whitworth's
every
number.
Do you?
I do. I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Are you
get on
him?
It.
Yeah. Well, just get him on the air. Just call him up.
Just call him straight out. Just call him randomly.
Andrew, like, come on a minute.
Just because you had the perfect retirement moment. Like you know.
Went out on top. In the confetti. Up.
Yeah. Doesn't mean you can't, you know, have another one that's maybe not quite as good, but
true.
Still pretty good. Still exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
You still have more to give.
Those guys all, and Emily from the morning show, and Morales want to make this all about Matthew Stafford.
No.
And you know what? It's all about the offensive
line. It's the line.
He got sacked 7 times and got hit 12
you
times.
You try throwing the ball when somebody's in your face like that all night.
Yeah, and guess what? You're going to hear some footsteps. You might
yes.
make a bad throw.
It's Bosa out there. Is in his face all night.
Yeah, yeah. I just,
are you trying to say that Stafford was good last night?
I'm trying to say that he heard footsteps all night long because he was sacked 7 times and hit 12 times.
It's like
on
that
top
commercial
that.
He's in.
So you're making the one excuses. Talking,
not making excuses.
No, that's
I'm
excuses.
Just not blaming Stafford.
I mean, he had a bad game.
They made it a bad game. We sacked them 0 times. They sacked us 7 times. What else do you need to know?
I need
if
some next-gen stats.
If I told you before the game, you would say, San Francisco.
Give me the next gen
the
stats
handily.
Too of like how many times he was hurried or pressured or knocked down or hit. I mean, the guy has no room to breathe. It's like he's back in Detroit.
And by the way, I don't have any like last November, I thought Stafford absolutely sucked. And I said it on the air.
Yeah.
He was awful. He had those pick sixes in 3 consecutive games. He was absolutely awful. Last night, I don't hang on Matthew Stafford. I hang on the offensive line. And when I say hang it on the offensive line, I hang it on the fact that the offensive line, there was a guy from the practice squad playing center last
night. I mean, the guy needs some, you cannot even judge anything the Rams are doing offensively right now without fixing the line. Like, I don't want to judge any of their skill guys. Like, I don't know what's happened to Allen Robinson. It's like he's...
Oh, my God. Yeah, Jorge, do you have that... I can't look at him all day long with a 49ers shirt.
Oh, just stare at him. Just look at him right now. Just look at that
to.
Red. It's
not
beautiful.
Look. It's
just look.
Just obnoxious.
You love it so much.
Do you... Is this the kind of day it's going to be? Yeah? Is that what we're doing today?
Did you know that the Rams only have one more win than the Raiders? Momo?
Yeah, 2-2. Oh, no.
I mean,
look back.
It's kind of hard for me to be proud of the Raiders right
oh,
now.
No, we don't have to be proud about it. Just
look,
the Rams are just
I know when to keep my mouth
Let's
shut.
Not get too excited. Oh, now Morales is in here.
Why are you so, like, come on. Why are you mad, bro? Yeah, don't be mad. Momo's here. It's a great
day. It's a terrible friggin' night.
It's
a terrible friggin' night.
Yeah, but, like,
it was a great night.
Screw you.
Your relationship with Juan is a really good relationship, correct?
Yes.
What does Juan do that, like, Juan to me is much like my marriage with Nevin.
Yes.
Allows me to go be Momo.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Handles everything else
Juan
in our
life. Juan is
that
guy for me, yes.
Right? And so when you don't have somebody who is like that in your life, what would you be without Juan?
Lost.
A disaster.
Yeah, it would be a disaster.
Me too.
Yeah, he runs the show.
It's like Stafford without an offensive lineman.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Okay?
There you go.
You understand? Yeah. It's like Stafford without Whitworth. We need Whitworth back.
Why do you think it was Stafford last night looking at that game, Morales?
I'm not here for sports.
Wait a minute. You're here. When I walked in, you immediately tried to wind me up.
That was off air.
So what? We read everything
off
here.
You looked like you had lost your dog, so
I
wanted to wind you up.
Oh, I did not lose my dog. I lost my team.
All I said was it was a bad game and Ireland's a bad guy. That's all I said.
Wow. Yeah, what is it with the Ireland's a bad guy?
Shots fired out of nowhere.
Ireland is like the nicest guy.
I wouldn't call him the nicest guy.
Most good-hearted guy in the world.
John set me up last week with Michael. You know that was a setup.
Oh, well, he told you you think my. Well, you don't like Michael Thompson.
No, that's not true.
That is what, no, that is official.
No, all I said was that his act is a little tired. That's all I said.
Yeah.
There's nobody in the world who doesn't like Michael Thompson. Yeah,
no, I mean, actually, there's a few people here.
Oh, yeah? Who else? Name names.
Corporate Greg.
I love Greg? Michael, just not on the air all the time.
Doesn't like Michael?
I love Michael.
Wow.
Wow.
We're getting off the subject.
What is the subject?
You guys are going to feel the wrath.
From who?
Mason and Ireland.
So you don't like Michael Thompson,
I like
John Ireland is a bad guy.
He's a bad guy for setting me up, but we're besties. I can say that.
You're besties, okay. Tell you
what I like? Hey, you know what I like?
What? Shut up.
Nobody likes this song.
If you'd like to see Chris Morales dance to the San Francisco song.
Didn't even chart.
I never said I was playing a chart. I've never heard the song in my life.
I never said I was playing a chart hit.
It's an obscure Village People song.
They only had a few. I mean, how obscure
two.
Could it be?
They had two.
No. They had In the Navy.
Is that literally
Macho
the only
Man?
Song about San Francisco?
Macho Man. Yeah, and YMCA.
YMCA. And San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Do you want to do the pony next? Will that make you feel better?
Yeah.
You want to do the pony next?
Yeah, I'll
do Momo
the
pony hasn't
next.
Seen the pony up close.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
the pony.
I saw it on
By the way,
Mason
Ireland Plus is up and running today. You can watch us on YouTube at ESPN
oh, really?
Los Angeles.
So they're watching
ESPN
me eat
LA.
Right now?
They're watching you eat.
Are they watching the breaks?
They're
stuff?
Not watching
no,
the breaks.
No breaks.
Not
okay,
watching
I got to be careful there.
But this is called Mason Ireland Plus. We're also on YouTube.
Do I get paid extra for that?
No.
Okay.
I think there's language that protects us in that.
None of us do. All right. Coming up next for you, let's see. We'll do a little Lakers last night. Did you watch the Lakers game?
Yeah,
we'll
a little of that. I mostly watched the Rams, but yeah.
I was in on the Rams, and then I watched the Lakers about mid-second quarter to mid-third
quarter. That's all you needed to see.
That's all I needed.
The rest of it was...
I saw the main guys. The
rest of it
guys.
Was a bunch of other stuff going on.
And we got a little stuff that Darvin Ham said after last night's game. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. Mm-hmm. Will this put you in a better mood?
Yeah, I do like this music. I do
like
this
music. We got
to
wait for the hook.
Yeah. So describe what's going on. Chris Morales, Live Imaging Tuesday. John Ireland is out. Momo's in for him. Lakers lose last night, but who cares? And the Rams lose last night.
Are you in a better mood now that you hear this music?
Yeah, I am. I really am.
Can you dance to it?
You ready?
Come on. Yeah, absolutely. I can dance to it.
Let's see it. Okay.
Come on.
All right.
You got to get up?
Oh, boy.
You doing the back chair?
No, you got to put the thing over.
Put the leg over the chair. Damn. This is a tall chair.
Momo, do some play-by-play, Momo.
Mace is doing some kind of strange gyrating that I can't unsee. Actually, he does have a little bit of rhythm.
Yeah,
he did.
A little bit of rhythm. It's not awkward.
You got to acknowledge the man can dance.
Both of them have their foot up on the chair.
Are you doing? You think you're going to do your holiday party this year?
Yeah, I am. We're definitely doing it. Yeah.
All right.
Because I think the holiday party, there should be a moment. Where we get up there, or not up there, we're somewhere.
Somewhere.
What's that called when you do like the everybody's like in the middle of something?
The toast.
No.
Oh.
When the freeze dance or something, flash like mob? All of a sudden, what is it?
Like a flash mob.
Flash mob.
Flash mob.
Yes.
And everybody. Oh yeah.
Let's do a flash mob.
Okay.
By the way, on the YouTube stream, Logos Reason says, no!
So, this is a very special moment on a Live Imaging Tuesday.
Which part?
This. Chris Morales gets a small gift box.
Now, I'm opening up the box on YouTube, ESPN LA.
Yep.
Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can get Lakers Talk Daily.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, Lakers Daily
Show.
Cufflinks. You get cufflinks?
Yeah!
Look at that!
CNN.
Wow.
I don't know. The afternoon show ain't giving me that.
No, they aren't.
Travis and Sliwa ain't giving me that.
Nope.
Did we just buy your affections?
Listen, I'm always for sale.
Morales is one of us.
Wow.
Once you get the chain, you're one of us.
As Joan Osborne once said, what if God is one of us?
What if God is one of us? There you go. Very obscured.
That was a 1996 reference.
Yes, thank you.
I think I would wear this out in public.
I think you should. I think you should wear it to a Lakers game.
Yeah, okay. I'll do it.
Yeah, wear it to a Lakers game.
Yeah, I'll wear it.
So, Morales,
that is the
now
most,
you're officially one of us. Now do I
do.
Get an invitation to dinner?
Well.
Oh, he bought you.
So I got a dinner tonight in Anaheim, if you're interested. But no,
Anaheim.
We're going to do a dinner soon. We're going to go to our spot. We'll
right.
drink some martinis.
Oh,
you're off
the
clock.
That spot.
You're off the clock, so you can do it.
I don't drink anymore.
Now you'll have
no.
One
I literally eliminated drinking.
You can have one with me.
No, absolutely quit drinking. We'll never touch another drop of alcohol.
Ever.
Ever.
Wow.
Yeah. Ever.
Okay. Well,
said the same thing about donuts.
No. Alcohol is different from like alcohol
you know
is like I'm just not going to drink it anymore.
It's not good for you. It's not sugar. It's not good for your inflammation.
Plus, I can get the better out of the cannabis. I mean, right. Gummies.
I'll have the martini for you, both of us.
You drink the dirty martini.
Okay, well, I'm going to go put this on. I'll be back. But Mason and Ireland continues now.
Okay. So Momo, last night the Lakers kicked off their preseason against Sacramento. It was at Crypto.com Arena for a half, and I came over from the Rams game, and I watched from about the mid-second quarter to the mid-third quarter. By the time that it was the third quarter, it was just a bunch of guys out there. But was there any takeaway at all for you from last night? No. You're going to say no?
That they're doing a very different system this year.
Okay, describe.
Okay, so they're playing for four out, one in.
Yes, which is always kind of the LeBron way, right?
Yeah, but now it's more official, and also offensively and defensively. And it looked like Anthony Davis gave some good quotes afterwards about how different that is for him defensively. Like, they'd have a very different defensive concept. I noticed that Westbrook didn't take a ton of shots.
Nope.
I think it was like 2 for 3 from the field.
Yep.
LeBron was 0 for 7.
From the field were both drives to the basket,
right.
too.
He was playing off the ball a little bit.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't look great. It doesn't look like, oh, wow, this is a revelation. But it looks different than last year, which is saying something because they have mostly the same personnel in terms of the big three.
Here's Darvin Ham.
They're playing good basketball. They're allowing their teammates to help them. And again, defense. I mean, they came out to set a tone defensively. And, again, outside of the offensive rebounds, I thought we were phenomenal defensively. And some shots that we'll make normally. You know, you won't see Bron going 0 for 7 anytime soon. So, again, you look – again, a lot of people get caught up in – even in the preseason, wins and losses. Like I just told my team a minute ago, you know, sometimes it's about wisdom and lessons. But when you talk about W's and L's, like, it's about wisdom and lessons. And you can pull some good stuff from this game, and you can also have some teachable moments for your younger players in that second half who, after seeing these first ballot Hall of Famers rely on one another to get – great plays, great looks at the basket, support one another defensively. You know, young, rookie, first, second-year players.
Okay, so there's some Darvin Ham stuff.
It was a lot of coach speaking. He saw, like, if he's happy with the defense, that's a good sign.
Yeah. The one thing last night was they did get cleaned up on the offense. They were not good on the offensive glass. Anthony Davis, I thought, looked really good.
Looked
like AD, a little refreshed out there. Wenyen Gabriel, looked really good as a big
energetic
guy out there.
Guy, yeah.
Four blocks and a bunch of rebounds, and four offensive rebounds. Cole Swider.
Yeah, they like him.
Yep, 2 for 4 from three. Looked good as a potential shooter. And the one thing I liked last night, let me say this first of all. Billy Mack is back.
Yeah.
So Billy Mack is back doing Laker games. Yeah. Well, he's always doing Laker games.
Right.
But you know it's Lakers season when he does his special read for Morongo. Have you noticed the Morongo read? Okay. So this is the way Billy Mack does it.
Okay.
Morongo, good times. Have you ever noticed that
I've
before?
Not noticed it. Oh, I think I'm mostly like not paying attention during
Morongo,
the reads.
Good times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do we have the sound?
No, we don't have the sound or anything. I'm just telling you that's how it is.
Okay, I'm going to listen for it now. It's like when I was saying Dwight Howard.
It is like that.
Yeah.
Good times.
Now you're going to listen for that.
Good times. The other thing that came out of last night was Darvin Ham. They cut away to, and I don't know when it was, somebody talked to Darvin at some point. And Darvin talked about getting kills, that Phil Handy is focused on getting that defense to make kills. And kills are when you hold a team back-to-back-to-back stops. So basically three stops
in a row
is a kill. So that's one thing to look at. I just never heard the expression. That's interesting.
I mean, there was a question in my mind about how much could Darvin's presence, personality, the different systems he was going to try to install, how much was that going to matter?
Right.
Because when you have three superstars, it usually just kind of comes down to how the superstars play, whether they're available.
Are
they
we counting mesh. Russell Westbrook as a superstar?
Yes. Not because he still is of that ilk, but of that ilk. And also the way he thinks of himself and presence-wise.
Yeah.
Okay. And I do think that he can still get buckets, right? Like he can put up 25 or 30 points in a game. He can have a game like that.
Sure.
I don't know if that's what they want from him at this
stage. Yeah, I'd rather see him come off the bench with some firepower. Whether he does that or not, I don't know.
Yeah, but we'll see.
But to but me, that second
look
unit
like he was
looks
trying
like
to change a bit.
That second unit looks like it needs some pop.
Right.
And that might be Russ.
Yeah.
Whether he's
willing
to accept
that
role.
Well, that's probably Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah, Dennis Schroeder. Yeah.
Just still stuck with the visa issues or something.
Well, I think Kendrick Nunn is another guy.
Yeah.
Who would coming off the bench and give him firepower. Bergman, by the way, found a way to watch all three games, meaning Dodgers, Rams, and Lakers at the same time. Bergman, I saw the picture. Describe.
So on one side of the screen, I had a playback thing from Dodger Blue, which if you go to Dodger Blue on Twitter, 1958, that you can actually watch the Dodger games on their playback for every single game. So I had that on one part.
Okay.
I got the Laker game through means.
Yeah, for through the, on means, the, yes, on the, through means.
On the other side of my laptop. So I had two games going on my laptop, and then on the TV through the ESPN app, I was watching the Rams play.
Wow.
And so I got to watch all three at the exact same time.
Can you really watch three games at once? Don't you have to be fully invested in one game? I couldn't watch. Like, So I'm a Rams fan, so I'm, like, totally wrapped up in the Rams game. I couldn't think about the Dodgers game, which is really kind of meaningless, with the exception that Tony Gonsolin came back
last night.
He
did two innings. It was okay.
He was fine. That game didn't matter. So I had the sound on for the Lakers, was watching the Rams game on the TV, and I was watching the Dodgers at the same time. So I wanted to hear more about the Lakers because it was their first game.
So what was your takeaway then?
I thought they were fine.
Yeah,
it was
the
a
former
lot of
host of the Lakers
dance party
hoedown
on your food.
Hey, aren't you the guy who does the Lakers dance party hoedown on your phone?
Not anymore.
No.
But used to.
Yes.
That's Andy and Brian Kamenetsky now on the Locked On Lakers podcast. But so, I mean, I thought they were fine in that first half. I mean, they played good defense. You could see that they have a different style of sets, like Momo was talking about, how it is the four out one. And the spacing is better than what we've seen before. You could see that they were really working on the defensive side. I mean, the second half was just putting a bunch of guys together that was a bunch of guys put together to see what they can do.
Yeah.
I did like seeing Cole Swider hitting some threes.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
Wenyen Gabriel came up and he had a nice block right before halftime.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's he was the best of the centers in that sense because
I
didn't think
Thomas Bryant or Damian Jones
really looked all that great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, AD was fine.
And AD looked like AD.
Yeah.
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 11-11.
I mean, here's what I learned from last night's preseason game. Nothing. I didn't learn anything from it, really.
Okay, but did you learn what I said?
Why do we play preseason games?
Well, they're testing things out. They're testing out new
systems.
That can't
be done in practice.
New ways of playing. It can, but it's better in a game. It's better in a game.
Because am I the only one that thinks I'd rather not see Anthony Davis play preseason games?
No, you just have been hanging out with Sean McVay.
No. I just think Anthony Davis should be bubble wrapped until the start of the season.
Can't play with fear.
It's not fear.
Yeah, no, that's fear.
No, more reps, less, more likely for injury.
Yeah, that's fear.
That's not fear. What do you mean that's fear?
I mean, you're just afraid he's going
to
get hurt.
It's common sense. The more you play, the more likely you are to get hurt.
Like,
you're exposing yourself
to
potential injury.
Players play.
Preseason.
Yeah,
I still
think it's like a glorified practice. Nobody's really playing.
All right. Well, if you tell me,
I don't think they're really
playing.
I don't think they're really playing. They're going 80%.
All right.
It's like more than it. It's like
I'd rather not
little
see
more
him
than
there.
A scrimmage, a little less than a real game.
Yeah, I'd rather not see him out there.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I won't. All right, going to spin the wheel of questions coming up next. Momo is in for Ireland today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. Momo in for John. Let's see. Okay. Instant question. Would you rather eat fast food every day or never eat at any fast food restaurant again, Momo?
That's easy. Never again.
Never again?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? If you had asked me that like maybe 6-7 years ago, I would have said every day.
Yeah.
But like I did that for a bit.
Oh, you did?
I had fast food a little too much and like I'm just like, it's not that good. Like, yes, there is a part of me that loves a good Big Mac.
Oh, God. A Big Mac is delicious.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's so good.
Now, are we counting, like, fast casual restaurants as fast food? Chipotle?
Is Chipotle fast food?
No.
How about, like, a Jersey Mike's?
Fast food.
That's fast
Jersey
food?
Mike's if Jersey food. Mike's is fast food, then so is Chipotle.
Then Chipotle is, too.
I could do it, though.
So you got to get rid of all fast food restaurants.
If you have a drive-thru, it's fast food.
I don't think that's the only criteria.
I think so.
Because
you have to get off your car.
Yeah, most of these fast casual places don't have a drive-thru.
See, that's what I'm saying.
So, like, Jersey Mike's doesn't have a drive-thru.
It does not. Boatle doesn't.
Bergman, what's the ruling?
So,
I think you're wiggling out of the question.
I think so too, because if I get rid of Chipotle, that's it. I'm out. I mean, I'm eating it every day.
You know, the truth
is, you eat Chipotle every day.
Almost. I love Chipotle.
Wow.
It's so good. And you can get it cheap. You can get it.
But the thing is, I can go to like a taqueria, and it's probably better.
No. The way that they make it is perfect.
No.
Okay, so what's your answer, Bergman?
Is what?
Fast food every day or never fast food again?
Well, it depends. Is Chipotle fast food?
Yes.
Then every day.
Oh.
Every day.
Because then
so
I'm going to eat Chipotle. I'll eat Chipotle.
You eat Chipotle every day?
I don't currently, but I could eat Chipotle every day. Because it's that good. And you can get so many different options. Well, it doesn't have to be a burrito every day.
Little piece of trivia. Do you know who owns Chipotle?
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah. McDonald's owns
I believe
Chipotle.
That.
Yeah. Jorge, what about you? Fast food every day or fast food never again?
Never again. I can cook. I like cooking, man.
Yeah, you're a good cook.
So, and also, with Postmates, there's like so many things that we can get that resemble
that
fast food.
That kind of turn out to be like fast food because you're just ordering them online.
Yeah.
I would actually also bounce fast food. I could live without fast food. It would hurt me every time I drove by a Popeyes.
Yeah.
Because I love the Popeyes chicken sandwich. The spicy chicken is the best. Now, Red Chicks, which is one of our sponsors, that's not fast food.
No, that's not fast food.
I drove by it. There's one in my neighborhood. I ordered, I found out last week because I ordered three Red Chicks hot sandwiches. They're really good, Momo.
I had them.
Really good.
I ate it. Carlo brought it in one day, and I just ate it, and I was like, I hope this isn't on camera, because I'm just like going to town on this like hot chicken in the middle of these breaks. It's not a great look for me.
All right, so I want to.
It was really good.
Yeah, really good.
That's all that matters.
Video's not everywhere.
Okay, so it's gotten very, very warm in the studio. Like there's like moss growing and stuff here.
Really?
It'll flip in the next 10 minutes. So don't worry.
I think it's just you.
You have
a hoodie on.
I do have a hoodie on. Yeah,
you
I don't really need the hoodie.
Take that off.
Good point.
Can you explain why every day you come in and you wear the same team? You wear the same hat, shirt, jacket. All of it. So, like, is that a thing where every day you go with a different team
year? Nothing wrong with that, though.
No,
it's like all the
I would
same.
Never wear a Rams hat with a USC
Dodgers.
Shirt.
I'm
Why wearing not? A USC hat with a USC shirt.
Why not? Mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, no.
You can see it on
I go to a lot of effort to match hat with shirt every day.
A whole lot of effort, huh?
A whole lot of I'm got USC. I'm
that takes
USC
at least 20 seconds.
Yeah. By the way, how dare you attack my?
I'm not attacking.
You're
I'm asking
attacking
you a question.
My wardrobe scheme.
I asked you a question. You gave me an answer.
I always match hat and shirt.
You
I think
do.
You're supposed to.
I gotta be
you
honest.
You don't have to.
I feel really cool wearing this chain.
You look
it's cool, right? Put it up to the camera so YouTube can see.
Like I feel really validated by this.
Yeah, I know. That was the idea.
Like I really made it.
We're entering Momo season.
Yeah.
Where John misses a lot of shows because of the Lakers, and you come in, you step in and fill in. So you're one of us.
This means a lot to me.
Good.
So this is the real question with that chain, though. Will you wear it on Around the Horn?
Oh!
That was the deal.
I could try to do it on the FaceTime,
So
FaceTime.
Only the FaceTime. You won't do it for the whole show?
Not for the whole show. It would be weird. Like, even Sedano said. And Sedano's a goofy guy.
Yeah.
Just don't point it out. Just wear it.
Yeah, just
don't
wear
it.
Just wear it. Don't say anything.
I'll
do
it in the beginning of the show for the Facebook show that they put on. You know, they have like...
Oh, Facebook show. You mean they do a show on Facebook? You'll wear it there?
They do with the clips. It's like the pre-show, and they always clip, and they tweet that stuff out same way we do.
Man, give us a chain back. I
want to see you wearing it. Lakers Clippers opening night at Crypto.
Even said it would be. I'll wear it to a Laker game.
Okay. Wear it to a Laker game.
I would. Yeah, I would.
Okay, so we're gonna get it pre Around the Horn, post Around the Horn.
Yeah.
If you're in the FaceTime, you'll wear it.
Yeah.
You'll wear it to a Laker game.
Yeah, I'll wear it to a Laker game.
How much will
I'd
you wear
it? I'd wear it to a Dodger game, a Laker game. Yeah, no problem.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
One last question. One last question.
It's not that I'm embarrassed by it. It's just the setting of like the formal national
TV
show.
It's a gag. It's a gag. Do they have no sense of humor over there at the ESPN?
Not as much.
One last question.
They're not funny?
Yeah.
NBA Today.
No.
Not a chance.
No.
Not a chance on NBA Today.
Malika will totally let you wear it.
It's not about letting me wear it.
No, she will totally let you wear it.
I know. It's too weird
it's
for that
too
show.
Weird. All right.
It's not like, if I was on like the Lebatard show, I could do it.
Yeah, no, that
like
one,
that,
sure.
Like that would fit.
Yeah, it's perfect for
but
here.
But they did it on our air.
Anyway. Yeah. All right, I want to ask
not
you
as fun.
Yesterday, and I want to dig into this a little bit with you. We did
real
it yesterday.
Real deep? Okay.
So, there was a report yesterday from Sam Amick and Jovan Buha. Okay.
Yeah. And Shams.
Okay. Yeah. So, one of the things they said is that Remember, there was going to be this media availability.
Yeah, I remember
a few days before.
And I was mad because I was going to go to that, but I couldn't go to media day.
Right.
I was on air.
Darvin and Palenka were supposed to, and they canceled it.
Yeah.
Now, these guys are reporting that they were debating at that time the idea of trading for Miles Turner and Buddy Hield and unloading Russell Westbrook. Is that match with your view of things?
It sounds... I don't know if that's 100% true or wrong or false because I don't have the same reporting,
okay.
But I think I had been telling John and you that there were some things afoot. That
yes,
week.
You
Do
did
you remember that.
Yeah,
and I had heard this thing about the Memphis and but like in terms of reporting it out, it was nearly impossible to get confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were in the middle of it, and then by the time people decided not to do it, it was too late. You know, like people don't want to talk about things that already didn't happen.
Right, right.
And so. I heard some stuff. It wasn't enough for me to like report it and feel strongly about reporting it.
Right. Okay.
I need two or three sources, but I had heard similar things in and around that time frame.
All right. So one of the other things that came out here, and this is sources say the Lakers made multiple inquiries and submitted concepts to the Nets during free agency about Kyrie Irving. Does that track?
I think it was earlier than that. I think it was before the draft.
Submitted concepts to the Nets during free agency. Oh, it was before the draft.
I think it was earlier than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they went down the road with that a little bit. But I don't believe Brooklyn
By the way,
had...
what's a concept? The concept is
the
Russell
concept.
Westbrook plus the 27 and the 29. That's not
a
concept.
Yeah, sometimes
that's
it gets a little
a
more... It gets a THT and the what are the protections on the picks? And
oh,
little,
okay,
blah,
stuff
blah,
like
blah.
That. All right.
You know, a lot of the concepts are like, what's important to you and what's important? Would you consider the idea of taking Russell Westbrook? Right? And I don't think the talks went much beyond that because Brooklyn had no interest in taking Russell Westbrook. What I had heard was there were some discussions about Westbrook going to San Antonio into their cap space as part of a trade like that. But again, just conceptual.
Yeah.
Like it never got to a place where anyone was close to saying yes.
Right. Now, what about the nugget that the Lakers don't anticipate being in the Kyrie business next year for next season?
That doesn't ring true to me.
That doesn't ring true.
Everyone in the league I talk to like has this idea that Kyrie to the Lakers is more of a probability next year.
Yeah.
Like it just
okay,
that
probability.
Feels like that feels like something that's expected right now. Now, a lot of things change.
Sure.
Like there's a whole year to be played out. There's a whole so much happens, but right now October 4th, like that feels like a league-wide expectation. I'd be surprised if that didn't turn into
something. If that wasn't real for next year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where that's coming from in terms of, like, Lakers' thoughts or somebody else's thoughts. Like, you never know where the sourcing is on something.
Right.
In all the conversations I have,
yes.
It feels like they have tried very hard to preserve their cap space for next year.
Right.
Because... The only players under contract
right,
next
they'll
year,
have
LeBron,
like,
AD, and Max Christie.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. I think there might be a player option on one other player.
That gives them probably 40-plus million.
No, it's like just enough to get to like 35.
35?
Something. Yeah, and it's enough to get a player like Kyrie. I mean, they seem to very much be prioritizing keeping the cap space for next year.
Right.
In conversations with Utah and other teams that were considering... moving players.
Right. Okay. Yep. All right. That was very...
Yeah?
Bergman, was that...
Is that
hour,
exciting
that
for you?
Hour was kind of sportsy, wasn't it?
To the mic, please. We can't...
I'm talking over there.
No, I mean, there was some sports, but that's what we're supposed to do. We're a sports station. We talk sports
so,
when there's something to talk about.
I want Rams fans, shut up.
You can see Chris Morales dancing with producer Jorge on YouTube.com/ESPNLA.
Right.
Something you can't unsee.
So... From Rams fans, does this team have the potential to be good? Now, I would argue that they've not played a solid game.
Oh, they haven't, no.
They have been ordinary, like in the Cardinals game.
Yeah.
They've been awful, like last night in the San Francisco game. Awful against Buffalo. Almost blew the lead against Atlanta. I would argue that even their wins, they haven't been impressed.
Look at this stat. 49ers allowing an NFL low 11.5 points a game this season.
Yeah.
In other words, their defense is really good.
Yeah,
and
it's really
good.
And
the Rams' offense is not so good right now.
No, not good at all.
And it's their line. Like, if you don't have an offensive line, you don't have anything.
Right. And by the way, Dallas at SoFi.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if there's one thing Dallas does, they get to the quarterback.
They get to the quarterback.
That offensive line needs to make some magic between now and Sunday.
If I just say it enough times, will it happen?
I mean, it's like Candyman. Say it three times.
Whitworth. Whitworth.
Yeah.
Whitworth.
There he is.
Did it happen?
No. Didn't happen.
Where is he?
Well, I don't know. We're going to ask Sean on Wednesday.
Call him.
Yeah, we'll ask Sean on Wednesday. Yeah, did you try calling?
Whit is here.
Shut up. All right, that's enough. All right, Momo, have you ever pulled a great practical joke?
Maybe.
Okay, it's the anniversary of one of the funniest practical jokes in sports history. So I want you to think up, have you been the victim of, or have you pulled off an enormous prank?
Okay.
Bergman, think about this. Jorge, think about this. One. Morales, think about this. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.